Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, you're coming off of a great road weekend against a non-conference opponent. How good did it finally feel to get back onto the winning side of things?
Nothing like it, Kelly. Nothing like it, no question. And it doesn't matter whether it's in league, out of league. You know, winning at this level certainly is a special accomplishment. So it felt really good for the group. They played hard for 120 minutes and earned both wins, so that was fun.
What do you think was kind of the key to getting those two wins?
You know what, I think we just came out and played with confidence. I thought everybody in the lineup both nights played to their abilities, and you know, we had fast starts. I thought we certainly pushed the pace. We were able to score first, and I know on Saturday when they'd score, we were able to go back ahead, and they tied it again at two. We scored again to make it 3-2. So that was big, having that resiliency to respond like we did. And then even after they tied it up late, you know, we didn't let that affect us. We went out there and Grace made a great play in the overtime. So but it's just a combination again. You know, we got good goaltending. There's certain moments like in every game when you're probably not playing quite the way you wanted to play, but you know, that's going to happen. We found ways to make plays and get enough pucks in the net.
You look back on the first half of your season so far, you've played five nationally ranked opponents. How much do you think that's helped your team be battle tested here as you get ready to close out this first half?
Oh, no question. It's it's lessons learned. You know, certainly individually as a team, we're better for it. So now we got another good opponent today. They might not be nationally ranked, but they're good. They've got good players. It's a big series. They know it. They're playing at home, so we certainly have a challenge. But you know, I like the way we're playing right now. It's just we've certainly been battle tested. But the key is for us, we got to come out and play to our identity, play our game. And if we do that, we're going to have a good chance.
You're playing on Olympic size ice here today. What's it going to take to get your team acclimated and ready for this big sheet?
Well, it certainly helps. We've played here before. You know, we had the exhibition game in the early part of the year, and again had a practice this morning. Yesterday's Thursday practice was on the practice rink, but it's also an Olympic size rink. So you know, they've been on the ice, and once that puck drops, you know, it's just little things. You just got to remind yourself as far as defensively staying inside the dots, but at the same time, offensively, take advantage of that extra room, try to utilize the extra space. And again, we got a team that can get up and down the ice, so let's try to take advantage of it.
Taking a look at some of your players that have been honored by the league, you've got Claire Vekic, WCHA Rookie of the Week, coming off of last weekend. She had a fantastic weekend for freshmen. Very impressed with her play so far.
Yeah, she keeps getting better. She's playing with a lot more confidence. You're not afraid to try and make plays, and she did. She not only scored a goal, but she set up a couple, and she had a real good weekend for us. I really like the way her line with Gabby Smith and Taylor Nelson, they had a great weekend last weekend. Love the way they've practiced. If they can keep that up, they're going to be pretty fun to watch this weekend.
I call them the feisty line. You throw Taylor Nelson on that line with Gabby and Claire, and man, just let them loose and let them go, right?
Yeah, they do a good job. You know, Taylor's on her off wing, but she handles it really well, and she has a great cutback move, and she's utilizing that. And you know, Gabby's just got elite speed, so they're a combination that can be pretty tough to handle if they're moving their feet and playing the way they're capable of playing.
You've been getting some great goaltending. Hannah Hogenson honored by the league WCHA Goaltender of the Month, despite not winning many games, but she has definitely kept you in some of those games.
Oh, no question. Hannah's been outstanding. You know, ever since she's been inserted into that starting spot, she's given us a chance. You know, obviously the one game Duluth, certainly not her fault. She made some big saves throughout that game, even though we gave up nine. And again, for her to be honored by the league despite that says a lot. Obviously the 56 save shutout in Wisconsin had a lot to do with it, but she's just been playing very consistent. You know, she's given us a chance, and again, I see her confidence level growing as well, so that's fun to see.
Your team's almost healthy. I see Lydia Passolt back in the lineup. She's been out since Halloween weekend. That was a home series against Minnesota. You've got her on that fourth line. What do you hope to see out of her?
Well, Lydia, as we know, can score goals. You know, that's been her forte. She scored a big overtime goal here a few years back. I don't think any of us will forget that. So just having her back in the lineup is huge. And obviously, she hasn't played in quite a few weeks. You know, we had We gave him Tuesday off, so it wasn't like she had an entire week of practice to get her legs, although she said she was riding the bike a lot during the time she hadn't been playing. But certainly, that conditioning level is probably not going to be at the same level as her teammates. But if she can help us, and I think she can, you're going to see her in the lineup.
Scout the Huskies. I know they've got quite a few international players, a few that have played Olympics. What do you expect to see out of this team?
Yeah, they're playing well. They're coming off a road sweep as well out at RPI. Obviously you start with their goaltending. Emma Paluzny, I believe, starting tonight, fifth-year senior. She certainly has gotten us a few times. She's obviously very capable. But I think their strength are their forwards. You look at that top line, all three of them are up there over 10 points. Gentry, just in her second year, she's been a thorn in our side just in the times we played her in that not even the two full seasons. Just a really good player, just big, strong, power forward, but she can snipe. And obviously Newland's coming off where she's the forward of the week and scored a hat trick, so very talented. But their second line is also very, very talented. You've got Savar from Winnipeg. They've got Hemlerova. She was on the Swiss national team, played in the World Championships, outstanding player. They moved Scribner to that line. She's a very talented player. She's a transfer from Ohio State. And now you look at their third line, Bougerie, she's got 12 points, 6 goals, and that's, they certainly got depth in their lineup. So they've got a good forward group, maybe a little younger on the back end, but still they're formidable, and we have to be ready to play.
What's it going to take to get a win here today?
It's going to be really important we have a good start, Kelly. Like I always say, we can't get shocked into playing. We can't be back on our heels. Got to come out ready to play. But I talked to the group about it. We got to play to our identity. To me, that's winning battles. It all starts there. If we're winning battles, that's going to be so big for us. And we just got to be hard to play against in our zone and then take advantage of our speed, get in the offensive zone. We want to possess a puck and make them play defense as often as we can.
Good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.